Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio 100. Play it back, bro.
Whoa, what's the business here? It's the boy DJ Club, baby. Savage Life Entertainment, SuperUnit.com, and Trill Fam. We kicking in with my two homies, Miss K Riders and Soda Black on Channel Real Talk on Next to Blow Radio. Y'all make sure y'all tune in every Monday at 8 to 10. Stay in tune every Monday.
You are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. G-Mash, get money and start hating.
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio 100.
Play it back, bro. Hey, this is your man CB coming straight out of Sick Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch! Straight like that.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, yo, it's the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE, and you are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on the Next to Blow Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday and every other Saturday with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Holla at me.
Hey, man, it's your boy A&T, man, and I'm rocking with Miss Queen T and Magasia right here on Next to Blow Radio. These ladies are so official. You are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. So major.
You already know it's time to blow. It's your boy By None the MOD, and you know I stay fucking with Miss Queen T and Magasia on Next to Blow Radio. You dig?
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey ya, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow Radio show.
All right, yo, what's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? I'm about to bring Magasia in. This your boy HP right here. You know what I'm saying? Magasia, what's happening?
Oh, my favorite DJ. What's going on?
What's up? Okay, I see Queen T online as well. I'm about to break her in, too. What's up with the Queen T?
Hey, what's up, everybody? You already know this, Miss Queen T. What's up, Hocus? What's up, Magasia? For y'all that don't know, you know, Hocus had that back. You know, he has to help us out a little bit. We appreciate you, Hocus. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm feeling hot as fuck, man. It's hot. It's another scorcher. I was just about to go get in the pool when I got that phone call. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to help y'all out. No problem. No problem at all. But it's hot to death. What's up with you?
Hey, it's cold over here. It's cold in Ohio. But, you know, if you want to go get in that pool, go get in that wherever you want to go. You know, Miss Angel on the line, too. She said she'll take over. It's up to you.
Okay. Hey, what's up with it, Angel? Let me bring her. I see her.
What's happening?
Hey, Angel.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much. How you doing? You feeling better?
No, I feel like shit, but the show must go on.
Aww.
I know. See, Magasia done got me sick over here, too, so both got booty, so y'all better be careful.
I'm glad that germs cannot pass.
I got the cooties. I just wanted to say something real quick. Last Tuesday, you know, we lost one of my Vlog Talk brothers, Cypress. He died in his sleep last Tuesday. So I just want to say rest in peace to him. Today marks the week since he's been gone. You know, you never know when you're going to lose somebody that you love. So you got to always say you love somebody every day, you know. So you just never know when that time's going to be up. So I want to keep his family, him in my prayers, and rest in peace, Cypress. I love you.
That's peace for real.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have a good show tonight. You're gonna have a good show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let's play to your God's shows. I hope it's got Angel on the line. We got two hot ass artists coming on tonight with a banging ass interview. We got our boy Cass from Florida. We got another gentleman. How do you pronounce your name, Creepy?
Yeah. We got an R&B artist right out here, straight out of Columbus, Ohio. Goes by the name of F. Jones. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. And if y'all are calling in to request your music, stay in tune with us. Don't go nowhere. Press that one to go live. You know what I'm saying? And we can definitely take the call straight in order. And who we got on the line first, y'all?
We got a 240-938.
Okay, let's go ahead and take that call. Who that is?
Somebody's background is hella loud. I don't know who it is.
Hello.
What's up, 3030, the Murderland Prince? How you doing, sweetheart?
What's up with y'all? What's up, Queen? What's up, McGoffey?
How you doing, 3030? What's going on?
I'm chilling. Me and Villain Style, one part of the Villain Style and the 30 gang, we on the way down the studio, you know, check out something new that the engineer got for us.
That's what's up. Yo, I love this dude. This dude and Villain Style, I love the whole Villain Style, both of y'all. I've been going hard for y'all, so shout out to you and A. I appreciate you for calling in.
Yo,
everybody know how
we
can find
you
on Switch. I'm not sure if we have any of your music on the switchboard. We might have if somebody can search 3030. But let everybody know how they can find your music and stuff.
Hey, Miss Queen, I ain't wanna cut y'all off. Let everybody know about the XXL magazine.
That's what I was gonna say. Let us know about the magazine. I seen Team 3030 was promoting that yesterday about you being in that magazine. I seen that magazine. That shit is hot, yo. Let us know exactly how you got into that and, you know, how was the experience like for you?
Well, nah, you know, it just came out. It's a pretty crazy spread featuring me and the whole Gangsta Chronicles family. You got Fitness Style in there. You got Miss Zila. And, of course, you know, you got the boss, Ishmael. Six Pages, Gangsta Chronicles, Hostile Takeover, the brand new edition of XX Magazine. And shit, you know, we feel good about it. We always feel good, though, because we always making moves.
That's what it do. And where can they go check this out at?
Oh, anywhere that they sell XXL magazine at.
Public, Walgreens,
right.
CVS.
It makes sure
like
y'all go get it.
Get like in them shit.
Hey, and anybody that's like near downtown locker room, if you got a downtown locker room in your area, man, go check out that Villain Style Day and Night mixtape. It's out right now, hosted by DJ Momo. You can get it on iTunes, too, so that's something new from Villain Style right there. If you need something new to put in your deck.
Real quick, when is the Untouchables dropping back on Worldstar? When's that coming back out?
Say that again?
When's the Untouchables? When are y'all coming back out on Worldstar? Y'all coming back out, right?
Oh, the next season of the Untouchables, definitely look for that. But, you know, also you can go on untouchablescartoon.com and look up all the new...
I still want to be a cartoon character.
Yeah. See? He played with us, Magasi, and we still didn't get our toy collections either. We still didn't get a doll either.
Once we start networking, and we trying to really brand the cartoon right now and get it to be like something household for everybody. But you know, we definitely looking forward to like putting a lot of people on the cartoon. It's good entertainment.
Yeah,
So shit, you might definitely see a McGarvey and a Queen T character on there in one of the.
Oh yes, the dark skin girl with the pretty eyes and those big cheeks. Yes, that could work. That could work. Yo, 30, you gotta say I'm 30-30 and I'm next to blow.
Hey, I'm 30-30, the Murderland Prince, and I'm definitely next to blow.
Hey!
Shout out, one more last part to that. Shout out to McGarvey and Queen T. Shout out to you too, Hogan's man. What's up?
And we got Angel on the line too, other co-host.
What's her name?
Angel.
Angel? Oh,
hey,
Angel from the other night. Did I tell you Angel the other night?
Yes, you did. How you doing?
Hey,
what you got this under? I can't find this song.
I don't know. I don't think we have any of their new music or anything uploaded.
Well, you're going to have to get that to us ASAP.
I know. See, look, 30, you flipping. Send over us some new music. We need that rock to the beat. We need it all.
You know, I was just late. You know, I had, you know, I'm only human, Queen. I'm going to make sure I get that over to you today.
We appreciate it. And, hey, thank you for calling in. Do you have any other shout-outs you want to give before you go?
Yeah, man, you know, shout out to everybody that's listening. Definitely shout out to D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. If you're on there and you from here, we rapping. You see what it is, GangstaChroniclesMusic.com. Check it out. And, yeah, shout out to the Next to Blow Radio. We out here.
Hey, that's what it is. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And if y'all are just now tuning in, make sure y'all log on to the website, too. Y'all can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio. Go ahead and chat up in the chat box. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can call in at any time, 718-664-9115, to speak to us. Press that 1. Don't be scared.
I was on YouTube the other day, and I had searched Next to Blow. And we have a few artists that has us on YouTube with the archives on with them beat on Next to Blow Radio on their YouTube.
When
you get a chance, go on YouTube and search Next to Blow Radio, and we are on different videos of them being on our show.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, that's love. So shout out to whoever is putting our archives on YouTube. We appreciate that, man, for real, for real. That's love right there. That's major.
Yes. That's what it is.
Angel, who we got next on the line? Who ready to come with us, speak to us?
We got a 972-824.
Uh-oh. I already know who this is. Who is this?
Yeah, I know who this is. This is your boy, Dope Ass Music, Mr.
What
Google.
The fuck you won't?
What?
It's a new slogan. The new what the fuck you want?
Oh, well, I'm about to say, don't have me drive down to Florida, goddammit.
No, we love you. No. That's right, a new
man,
what the fuck you want?
All right, what's up next to Blow Queen T. Magazia? What's up, HP? I got a beef with HP. I ain't heard from this nigga in 15 months.
What'd it
do,
Angel?
Oh, no, where he at?
But, yo. Focus. Yo, can y'all hear me now? Y'all know my phone.
I hear you got beef with Dope. I heard you also got beef, yo. What's up with that, man?
Hey, y'all know I ain't get that phone for my birthday, but, hey, man, you know what? I don't even have an explanation for you. It's just so much going on, Dope-ass Music. I hate that I didn't get to give you that music yet, for real, because it's all written out. Me, Yak, and O got verses for you. We just can't record it, bro. It's situations, feel me? But we already got verses written out.
Fuck the music, Hocus. I just want to make sure you's all right, nigga. Fuck the music.
For sure, man. I'm getting super hot, man, about to pass out of this heat stroke. I'm like, man, I'm living life. You already know, loaded style.
Man, for sure. Okay, hey, tell the devil to turn down the thermometer around this motherfucker. It's hot.
For real. Hey, okay, get some ice and put some ice in your mouth. It'll cool you down.
Yeah.
towel. I got a towel I put in the freezer, so it's on the back of my neck right now. I'm trying to stay cool.
Hey, man, what it do, man? You know what I'm saying? You know I love calling in on Tuesdays, you know what I mean? Acting the ass with Queen T and Magassi. Magassi, it rhymes with Hannah Say.
Hey, Major.
Don't let everybody know about the new project you just dropped. What, man, come on. Let everybody know about this shit.
Man, you know what I'm saying? The Dope Ass Music Presents Mixtape Volume 1 just came out on Wednesday. Had a phenomenal release party on the radio. Now, I mean, No Filter Radio Show. Man, that shit went noodles. Hey, man, I appreciate everybody that got on it. It's man, getting so much love and recognition, and I appreciate everybody that, you know, saying submitted. But, hey, HP, trust me, I got my album coming out. I'm putting bonus tracks on them shit, so send me that music.
Oh, for sure, bro, because on the real, me and Yak, we was going ham, and when we was ready to record, we seen that the shit wasn't working, bro. We was in Gardena, like, just on grind mode, seriously. I'm like, we got to send this shit to my boy Dope Ass Music. He put his mixtape out on hold for a week just for us to jump on this shit, so I don't even know what to say. I feel real bad about it, but I definitely want to be part of this. We already got the verses done for you, seriously. We just need recording. That's all we need to do, for real.
It's all good, but man, everything was phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on the Queen T. Magassia show on August 28th, so everybody tune in, because I'm bringing No Filters to Next to Blow, baby.
yes, you are. Most definitely.
Okay. Yeah, and that's going to be a hot show because, you know, like you say, he bringing Team No Filter. And I'm telling you, if y'all have not tuned in to Team No Filter radio show, oh, my God. Y'all need to fucking tune in every Monday. It is on the same time as Soda Black, Channel Real Talk. But, hey, just try and find some time. Tune in. He got some hot-ass topics that I be scared to answer sometimes. But, hey.
Hey, that's what No Filter, for real.
You got me? Hey, if you want to crack the fuck up, you better have a shit bag next to you because you quite squirt something. Be careful.
Oh, my God.
Parental blessings. Now, I mean, but, hey, I'm just calling to support my people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Angel. Shout out to HP. You know I love Next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Queen, did you get that 1701? Did you get that 1701?
I told you I'm having computer issues, so I'm not sure. What we got on the switchboard?
Well, we gonna slap that. I let them know in their ear then. How about that? Angel, know where it's at.
I sure do, and I'm on it right now. Hold on one second.
See, that's what I'm talking. This is a goddamn deal around here. Y'all like some motherfucking Navy SEALs up in this bitch.
And we're gonna get into that track right now for you dope ass music. Don't go nowhere, we're gonna get back to you.
Let's go.
I let 'em know. infected, end up dead. I'm repping that deep east to see me a coffin of lead. I'm offering bread for your eternal rest in that bed. Acting like they know us. Turf gang don't know. Whole block so dumb.
Hey, Magafia, have you heard her track yet?
Yes, I hate his track. It's so different. I love the title.
Yes. And this track right here, this track by Miss Denia, is also on that dope ass music track. You know, you want to play that song, Denia, or you want to hear the other track, North Rock 360?
Let's give him a look. Let me go. Let me check it out. For those who don't know already.
Because I've been waiting for that track, Miss Denia. She finally got it in.
Let me go. Her own too. Let me go, well. Love y'all.
That's what it is. Shout out to everybody else that's in queue right now. Make sure y'all press that one. We see all y'all. You know, we got a very high call volume, so please stay with us. Don't hang up. Text us, tweet us, Facebook us. Let us know you're tuned in, man. Shout out to my boy, Pop. He tuned in. Scale Gang, Maurice, you know, Firewood, Nice. You know, say shout out to everybody that's in tune with us on Facebook, Twitter, everything. But we're going to get into this track by my girl, Miss Denia. Let me go. Well.
Let me go, 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 let
Yeah, man, it's Checkmate the Great, a.k.a. Ask Your Boys the Real McCoy. Man, right now you rocking the Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T and Magasio. What's happening?
What's happening? Shout out to my boy Checkmate the Great for that drop right there. That's major music entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But, yeah, Miss Angel, you see our guest on the line with us?
That I know. I don't.
I will wait until he call in. But, yeah, let's go ahead and bring Miss Denaya back in the line with us so she can let everybody know about that track right there.
Definitely, definitely. You guys can get that off the new Dope Ass Music Volume 1 mixtape. You can go to blasterthoughts.com and check it out. It's track number 12. Or you can go to SoundCloud. Reason Nation is also on that test. So check it out. There are also some amazing artists on there. Shout out to Dope Ass Music for allowing me to be a part of this great project. So it's amazing what artists from around the country can do when they collab.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, like a lot of us, you know, meet and, you know, network over the internet, so, and Twitter and Facebook, so you never know who you're going to meet. Like, you know, I met Magasi over the internet, this is Miss Queen T, you know, I met Denaya and Dope over the internet, so, through internet radio, so it's crazy. This internet is unreachable, you know, it's unstoppable, you never know who you're going to meet.
Exactly.
Denaya, let everybody know how they can find you on Twitter and all that other good stuff.
Definitely, definitely. You guys can find me on Twitter. Follow me at DanayaDB, number 4, letter U. Make sure to like my Facebook page, facebook.com/DanayaDesignsForYou. And ladies, make sure that you check out this Friday. I will be launching the new pieces, so that I'm the chef. So I'm actually working on a piece right now.
You got some pretty pieces, y'all.
Yeah,
some free pieces. Voting for her on Twitter. I'm telling you, go on my Twitter. You'll see the tweets. You have some pretty. I mean, if you love accessories, you need to definitely need to hit up her website. What is your website again?
DanayaDesignsForYou.com. So it's Denaya, DanayaDesignsForYou.ecreator.com.
And if y'all didn't get that, man, y'all slow. Just go ahead and replay that.
How you gonna bust them out like that?
Exactly. I'm gonna get it on Facebook and Twitter, and I'll let you know.
Not major. You didn't get that. That's not major at all.
y'all know this is recorded too, so y'all can go back and listen to this. So just make sure you hit us up on Twitter if y'all are more interested, Facebook, whatever. But hey. Shout out to my boy Kovon, Simon, Chop. They said they tuned in with us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Buzzki too. He said he tuned in. That's my boy Blue, Firewater, Red Star, Movement, Rider Season. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Angel, who's next?
Got a 571-659.
Oh, I know who that is. Who is this? 571 area code. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern Virginia. This is
Dawu.
Hello.
Hey, Dawu.
How y'all doing? I'm sorry I've been ghost on y'all like that. I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm in the courtroom. I'm in the courtroom fighting the man with the mallet. You hear me?
Oh, boy.
That's how they do all in VA. They don't want you free. Nah, this is what they do is when you're dealing with them, because, you know, I dealt with them in the past, and when I was younger, like 25, 26, they'll still come at you for stuff 12 years ago. And see, I owe them a lot of court fines and court calls. You know what I'm saying? So they want their money.
When are you going to give us some music, yo?
Right now, to be honest, it's a lot of stuff.
You have sent not over one track.
Yeah, you know why? Can I tell you why? Can I be honest? My ends ain't right. I'm going to be real. My ends ain't right. I ain't rich. Secondly, it's like I don't want to make a whole album by myself. You know, I'm looking for artists that can really flow. You know what I mean? I got record labels that follow me. They wait for my music, too. That's why they follow me. But it's like, you know, I, my ideas of music. See, I deal with music. You know, rappers can be rappers. You know, I'm more on the, I'm more like a poetic lyricist. So it's like, you know, I know a lot of cats that can flow, but it's like they always spitting the same. They always spitting about how much money and how much dope they can sell. And that's how it is out here in the DMV. Everybody bragging how much money they can make, but they broke. You know, if you ain't no Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, you broke. Plain and simple. And you know, I'm 38 years old, so I'm more of a pioneer of hip hop, and I'm trying to bring, you know, the hip hop in DC. You know, you got rappers, everybody can rap.
You say you're 38?
Huh?
You say 38?
Well, I mess with 30-30 in the Gangsta Chronicles. I admit that.
Oh.
I mess with them. I mess with the Cruddy Bang crew. They from all Chopper City, Southeast. They youngsters. You know, but it's like you know, I'm more on the musical side of the rapping. You know, I can't just get no anybody in the studio. I can't do it. So I'm gonna go ahead and drop like 5 tracks real quick, and I'm gonna make them radio style. You know, for you know, you can play it on your radio, or whatever.
Hey,
and hopefully
they don't edit it either. They can be dirty as you want them to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because it's underground. But I'm trying to do stuff like I send the Island Def Jam records and send the Blind Fury and send
okay.
the Drake and. You know,
okay.
I want to. You know, I can do that too. You know, that's who I am. I'm an underground battle poet. That's what I do. But you know, I want to make it. I just need to scoop some artists up.
Let me hear
Hot 60
right quick. Let me hear.
Yeah. I don't spit bars, baby. Y'all know I spit bars.
Oh,
all right, I'm gonna spit some shit. I'm gonna spit off the dome. Y'all ready?
You know what?
Huh? I'm gonna do it for y'all. Nah, you put me on display.
I'm going to call you out right now, man. If you don't got
you can't call me out.
You got to spit that hot stick. Oh, spit your hot eight, yo.
Y'all going to be quiet?
Yes.
Ready?
Go.
The way I spit this shit is tremendous. I'm in it. My name ain't Bennett. That's why I stay out of it. And I'm going to clap all the monies. Ain't that funny? I'm in the melting of your tummy. My name is Zawu. I'm going to go through like a phantom for hip-hop. Can't stop. The way that I spit is legit. And I'm going to make all the monies and let it fall from heaven. I was born 7774. The four speak for metaphors. How I spit the lyrical shit out of my lips, it's a hit. I'm going to spit diamonds and spit them like carbon. I like the platinum. That's why I walk with real talk for hip-hop. I can't stop, but I got promotions to Don King, Supreme Being of all things. Ask my QT. You can even ask my Queen T. You know why? She's a native. She's an Indian. And we're going to have a mansion, a TT on Komodo Island. I flow real talk, real skill. Illest of the illest, because I'm the nigga that killed Bill. I used to rob and steal. But I'm going to come through you, use you, like a pair of ripped jeans, because I'm a real motherfucking MC. I got both promotions to Don King. It's American Dream. I got a dream like MOK, so hey, and I can keep going and flowing and loving it, because I'm bleeding and leaking and praying it. Before I die, you're going to know who I be, because I'm going to rip the whole D.C. up, and I'm going to grip it up, and let the world know there's real MCs from D.C. They can't creep like me. My shit is too deep. I'm unique, and let me speak lyrical heat. I love y'all. Seen it all. Ask Farrakhan. And that
was
some
free
time real quick.
Finally, round of applause.
I mean, don't fake on me. Did you like it?
Later,
that was a jiggy joke. That was a jiggy joke.
Round of applause. That's what's up. I love it.
You got it. I hope you don't be faking on me now because you got people listening. No. I don't want to be like.
No, I liked it. Fuck everybody else. I don't know about you. I liked it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was hot shit. You know what I mean? It got real good towards the end, though. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? They just singing on that.
Look, y'all. I got a dream like MOK. I see shit niggas can't see. I got a crooked ass eye, and I was a crooked nigga. You hear me? I'm true state property because I got 3 state numbers in VA. I learned all my knowledge like Rick Ross. They said he was a CO, right? He was all on Twitter, right? I believed him. And you know where he got his knowledge from? The niggas in jail. You hear me? Them niggas is locked up. They got all this knowledge, but they can never come home to use it. And they gave it to a nigga like me, and I'm blessed. And, you know, my father was a Washingtonian. He's a D.C. legend. And he taught me a lot, and I was raised around all musicians all my life, you know. And it took me 33 years to get this knowledge, and I'm blessed, you know. And I ain't rich. I don't sell dope. I don't run around with guns. But I know the niggas that do. You hear me? I know the whole hood in D.C., the whole Southeast. So, you know, I talk a lot because I flow like a radio, believe that. You know, and when I'm out here in Virginia –
That's about being alive. That's when I get my mind together and I think, you know, whatever. But when I'm out D.C., I don't really have time to be on Twitter and Facebook like that because, you know, I'll be, you know, be running around meeting people and stuff, you know. So that's, you know, that's what I'm on. And I just need some artists out there, if you're listening and y'all really like flowing and you're trying to do big things, please, man, somebody just hook me up. I just, right now, I just really need somebody that's good in the studio. You know, I really need that. You know, I got little dudes, they got computers
in
their house.
That's what's up. But you know what, though, Dawoo, you know what I mean? Like, keep continuing doing your thing, and we
just
look forward to, you know, you send us some music. We got to keep it going. We got an interview coming up. We don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, we got to get some more
callers. Nah, put me on y'all
Yeah, if you can, stay on the line. We're going to get some more callers, okay?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry, baby. Thank y'all. I love y'all. If I don't get back on, I love y'all. Oh, my daughter might be
listening.
You said
put you on a battle?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm a blade man.
On Thursday,
God.
We got a battle going down. We got a battle going down on Thursday.
When?
On Thursday from 8 to 10.
Can I get in?
On everything.
I'm
going to
let my whole Facebook fans know.
On everything, call in. My name Angel, and I host with Ninos, and we got a battle on Thursday.
And look me up, Angel. Oh, to everybody listening underground, all the DC 3030, shout out, because he be hitting me up too. DAWUD7774, please follow me. All my Facebook friends, if they listening, because I, you know, I had my Facebook friend. I didn't really say I was going to be talking, but next time I know if y'all get me in, I'm going to make all my friends on Facebook listen. You know what I mean?
You everything.
I will, but I got y'all got to let me, y'all got to click me in, remember my area code, because I don't want to tell everybody and then y'all don't click me in.
Oh, no, I'm clicking everybody in.
Like oh, my nephew Edward. My little nephew Edward wanted to shout him out. He looking at me now. So I love y'all, ladies. I love the ladies, y'all. Everybody underground, I want me to cut them all. Everybody underground, show the love to Magasha, Angel, Queen T, because they beautiful, and they're going to help you make money.
Hey.
Yes. And I'm going, y'all.
Say that. We appreciate you for calling in. I'm sorry, y'all. My phone got cut off. I wasn't even able to talk. But we
you didn't even have to tell nobody. They didn't even know all that.
Well, now we know, though.
It's like Hocus Pocus, y'all. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get into this interview. Ms. Angel, you see the 614?
Yeah, he here.
We're going to bring in the first interview guest of the night. You know, my boy, Ev Jones, straight out of Columbus, Ohio. What's up, Ev? How you doing?
I'm doing well, doll, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I want to introduce you to everybody else on the line with us, that's hosting with us. You know, Magasha, she's my other half. Magasha, this is Ev Magasha. We got Angel, and I'm not sure if we still got Hocus Pocus on the line.
Yes, we do.
I want to introduce y'all to Ev. He's an artist out here that where I'm at. Y'all know I just moved to Columbus and I found this wonderful talent out here. So, Ev, let everybody know about yourself and where you come from and what exactly is that you do.
Well, my name is Ev Jones. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I'm at Empire Entertainment. And I sing a little bit.
Okay.
Not a little bit, y'all. He fronting.
I know, right? Why he fronting? All right, so at what age did you start singing? At what age did you discover your talent of singing?
Oh, good Lord, girl. I started singing probably when I was in elementary school, probably about 10 or 12 years old, somewhere around there. And I've been doing it ever since.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember the first time you ever got on stage and performed?
The first song, it was actually at church, and I don't necessarily remember the song title, but but it was at church.
You sound kind of shy. Are you shy or are you just sitting on the front?
Nah.
You sound real shy. You got to loosen up a little bit on us, so we get wild over here. So out of all the places that you perform, because, you know, you say you've been doing it for a while, so out of all the places you have performed, what is your favorite place to perform? Where has
Madison
been
Square
favorite?
Garden.
Where?
Madison Square Garden was my favorite.
Oh, that's major right there. Major in my gospel place. What did he say, T? What did he say?
Oh, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's what's up.
I think my favorite show personally was I did a show with Tupac probably my sophomore year of high school.
Really?
Damn.
Uh oh. That's major.
That real in my own voice. Wow.
How was that experience? Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? How was that experience? And do you have any footage, pictures, or anything?
Yeah, I got pictures. But it was cool. He was real cool to hang out with. You know, he was a bunch of kids, and he was kind of like that dude. Matter of fact, the day of the concert, I think he had just got finished filming the I Get Around video, and he had flew in right from that video shoot to the concert hall. And so it was like in the middle of the summertime. They had on all this hot shit with the Kanai jeans and Scully caps and all that type of shit. So we thought that was kind of funny because it was hot as hell.
Okay, so if you could collab with any other R&B artist, in the mainstream, let's go with the mainstream, live or, you know, not alive, who would you like to collab with and why?
I think I would love to collab with, like, Dave Hollister. I just like his style. I like his swag. He's, I think vocally he's phenomenal, you know what I mean? Like, he's just really, really dope, and he's real soulful, so if I had to pick one, it would be him.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I actually had an opportunity to meet him. I think that was my my one and only, like, super groupie moment. You know, because, I mean, I think he's dope. I like his style a lot. So I got to meet him probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And he's a real cool dude.
That's what's up. Hey, I like that. Yo, and we got some music on the switchboard. Angel, what track we got on the switchboard for? We gonna let
we got Bigger, Can't Help, and Thug Love.
Okay. Before
I like
you
Thug
introduce
Love.
One of them tracks, and I want you to let everybody know, if you're just meeting somebody, you know, for the first time and they haven't heard none of your music, style of music, how would you describe your music?
My style of music is hip soul. It's like above and in all things, I'm a hip hop fan first. You know what I mean? So my writing style is kind of patterned in that manner, in the sense of I use a lot of metaphors and I sing a lot of things that a lot of R&B dudes don't necessarily sing. I guess the best way to describe my style is hip soul. It just is what it is. It's a soulful, lyrical experience.
Okay, that's the spot. Well, go ahead and introduce one of them tracks for us, for our listeners, and, you know, we'll get into one of them tracks for you.
All right, it's your boy, F. Jones, coming straight out of Columbus, Ohio, repping the Empire Entertainment, and what you're going to be listening to is Thug Love. Check it out. Let me know how you feel about it.
From behind, but don't go judging me. This ain't for everybody.
Really wanted to hear y'all respond because, like I say, he's an amazing.
I got a PM. I knew they would like you. I knew they would love you. I got Magafi over there. I can hear her teasing.
I am mad at you. My t-shirt. Like, I'm blushing. I don't know why.
I'm super selfie. I have my cell phone on mute. But, yeah, that track is super dope. I love it. And like I said, he's an amazing artist, and I'm glad y'all could hear him. So, Ev, who inspired you to start singing, and what keeps you going?
I'm gonna be all the way real with you. I think it's just a lot of corny shit going on right now. Like, there's a lot of good dancing going on, but niggas can't sing for real.
Right.
You know.
You can say that again.
Mhm. You know, that's my personal take on it. But as far as inspiration goes, honestly, like, I know this is gonna sound funny, but I draw a lot of my inspiration from like URL battles.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a real in your face type of performer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my not to date myself or anything, but my sole purpose is to kind of like just move the crowd. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to feel some kind of way when you hear my music or when you see me perform.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be able to feel that.
Yes, you definitely do.
You
angel do.
Yes, what is the best advice that you got so far? Like, what's the best advice that you've got?
Just to be consistent in what I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't try to pattern myself after anybody else or try to do what anybody else does. I stay in my lane. I just do what I do. And thankfully, people seem to be interested in it.
Okay.
Who do you think is the most passionate singer in life?
The most passionate singer that I've seen as far as the new school goes is Fantasia. I think she's dope. I mean, like she goes out there, she just leaves it all out there on the stage, and I definitely respect that. As far as guys go, no shade being thrown on this level, but a lot of these niggas too busy trying to be cute. No shade being thrown or nothing like that, but a lot of the artists that are out now, they're too busy trying to be cute.
What about Brian McKnight? What do you think about Brian McKnight?
Oh, he's dope. Super dope. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about as far as the newer artists. You know, I'm not hating on nobody. I'm just not overly impressed with a lot of the new stuff.
I gotta ask. You know, we've asked this question in the past to another R&B singer. We gotta know who needs to stop singing and why. Like, who are the mainstream artists that need to stop singing?
That's a good question. Who needs to stop singing?
Just shut up. Like, you know, who cannot sing to you? Like, you know.
I'm a real nigga, so I'll just put it out there. I think Trey Songz needs to stop singing.
Really? Oh my God, he's so sexy to me.
See, but we're not talking about what he looked like.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I mean, his voice is like,
I don't know. And,
I mean, do you think Quip's annoying?
I think it's a matter of preference. Right. Like that little quiver thing that he does. I don't like the quiver.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
That's
I don't like.
I love that little thing he do. That's just sexy. Oh my God.
Okay. What would you say the biggest achievement so far in your career has been?
Biggest achievement so far, I did a tour in around 2004 or 2005, somewhere around there. I think that was probably my biggest achievement.
Okay.
I went on tour with Redman, Method Man, Fat Man, Scoop, Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes. Like, I typically find myself the only R&B artist at hip hop events. Like, Like, that's generally how it goes down. So, I think that was the most fun.
Who's that?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I think that was probably the most, you know, the most memorable time. You know, because that was like my first full-on, like, tour, all-access granted moment. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, out of all the producers that's out right now, who's the best producer album and why?
Out of all the producers that are out right now, what?
Who was the best producer of your album and why? Your future album.
Who would I like to have produce all my future albums?
Yes.
Let's see. He's dope. Of course, Timbaland's dope. Kanye's dope. But to be quite honest with you, I like the underground producers best. You know, because they're hungry and they put their heart and soul into each track that they make, because they still try to get to that Kanye level, that you know, that industry standard level. So I like dealing with the underground artists. I think if I was to ever be in a position where I had access to that level of production, I would probably still mess with the up and coming producers.
I agree with you just said. You're absolutely right about that.
All right. But I agree too, and you know, that would be amazing too if you could work with us.
It's just got that extra grit in it. It's got that, you know, you can feel it. You can feel that strength they put on it. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna make this beat that sounds like the last beat. Like, if you listen to a lot of mainstream artists' albums, like, a lot of the tracks sound alike. You know, they might tweak a bell or a whistle here, but you know, it just don't have that feel. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Yo, Ed, before we get into some more questions, we want to get into another track and maybe go to the phone lines and get some feedback from your music. We're gonna get into another track. Angel, what are the other tracks that we got on there? We got Bigger and what else?
Let's do Can't Help.
All right. Angel, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
My bad. My phone was on mute. Yeah, go ahead and introduce it.
All right. Well, once again, it's your boy, Ev Jones. The next track that they're going to spin for you is called Can't Help. I hope y'all enjoy it. Featuring my boy, Hot Hands, another Empire Entertainment artist. So check it out. Let me know what you think.
Girl,
Baby girl, I can't help the way I feel about you.
Four, three. Grown intellectual, this is more than sexual. Love everything about you and all of your variables. Just give me a few, I heard that it takes two. Two minds together, there's nothing we can't do. You
take me to another.
Feel like I'm dreaming of floating in the clouds, baby. And I'm
sure
thinking it's a game, but it's not. I'm just trying to raise your mind. So I get to know you a little, let's see how that go. Be support when you need it, backbone. Get with the rest is on, girl, I'm not in no
games with.
That's my boy Ev Jones right there from the 614 Columbus, Ohio. Lady, what y'all think about that track right there?
Man, he smashes shit. He smashes shit straight up. I like that one. A little bit more upbeat.
Yeah. You gotta have a little club bangers.
Yeah, I like that.
Yo, Magasi, are you over there? She might got her phone on mute. Every time I be forgetting, sometimes I be putting my phone on mute, you know what I'm saying, or my cheek be hitting the mute button. So, Magasi, when you ready to come in, go ahead and talk. We got your phone on live.
I'm sorry, I had to phone on real quick. And I'm just up to beat. Of course, the voice is a little sexy. You know, I'm a big fan already. You know, I love the different flavors to talk for this song, you know what I mean? But from what I heard from the chat, I still love the first one. That's my favorite right there.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, and we're going to take some callers. We're going to get some feedback from you for your music for you. We're going to get into a caller. This actually is an R&B artist himself. We're going to see what he think about your music. We're going to take in a caller from the 612, Mr. Kovan.
Hey, what's going on? Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay, how's everybody doing?
How you doing, Kovan?
Hey, how's it going?
I want to ask you for your feedback, what you think about, you know, what you think about the style and the music, the sound, and if you have any questions and all that good stuff.
Oh, I listened to both songs. I really enjoyed it, actually. And, like, I was just listening to the interview and everything, and I can definitely relate to where he's coming from as far as, like, how the R&B game is right now. And it definitely needing to change and stuff like that. I totally agree with that. And I'm feeling this style, for real. Like, I really feel it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that a lot.
No problem. Definitely got to do some work together, definitely.
Well, hit me on the book. Or like on Twitter, at FJones614. I'm always game to work.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
I'll link y'all up on Twitter, Kovan. We appreciate you. You got any shout-outs or anything else you want to do again?
Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to Miss Quinty and Magasi, you know, for having me on, of course. You know, got to give a shout-out, you know, just to everybody tuning in, taking the time out to tune in, to listening to up-and-coming artists, you know, independent. You know, we don't do this for free. You know, we work very hard on what we do in our craft and trying to get it out to the world. So.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, I'll make sure you hit me up.
All right, we're going to get into another caller. Miss Angel, who we got next to go live with us?
We got 763-291.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
This your boy, King Mo Beast.
What's up, King Mo Beast? How you doing? You got a question? You got a shout-out? You got anything?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, how y'all doing, man? Y'all enjoying y'all day, man?
Of course. All right. The first song that bro did,
I instantly said to myself, I need to collaborate. The second song, as far as like, I don't know, it was just too much going on for me, but as far as that first song, bro, that song, I need a collaboration. I was trying to get your information. I'm talking about, I grabbed my other phone and I'm like, let me see if he put his Twitter or something on here real quick. So
yeah,
I'm definitely interested in trying to get some work done with you, man. I'm in the process of finishing up my mixtape right now. I got a little something, but
okay.
I'm definitely open to work with different people, man. So definitely, if you guys could hook us up or link us up some way somehow, so we can try to make it work out for the both of us, that'd be perfect, Miss T and Magasia.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good look, man. I certainly appreciate it.
Honestly, bro, you know what? If they had my music in the switchboard, I seriously doubt it. I haven't sent anything. I usually just call and just talk.
We got that ghetto bitch or something like that. We got something from you.
They got something in there. But definitely, if you stick around and they play a little King Mo Beast for you, man, definitely check it out, and then when you hear it, when we link up, then let me know what you can bring to the table.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
So I got you covered, man. Miss Queen's gonna make that happen. You know, I fuck with her the long way, so.
Right. And that's definitely how we do it. You know, hey, I gotta shoot a little plug real quick. I know we in the middle of this man interview, but I gotta plug my birthday party September 1st, Lynetta's Lounge, 1091 Wright Street. If you are in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that is St. Paul, 1091 Wright Street, Lynetta's Lounge, $5 cover. We're gonna have drink specials, live music, hosted by Monstrous Radio, another Blog Talk Radio affiliate. Man, we're out here, man. Shout out Team Towel Gang and everybody affiliated. Shout out the whole Minnesota 612 area code, man. Y'all be easy out there. Enjoy this week, man. Make money. Don't let the money make you. And you know how I do, man. It's King Mo Beast, man.
Hey, we fuck with you the long way too, Mo Beast, and I'm glad you called in from a 763 area code and not a 702. This time.
Hey, I got the 702 on deck though. I just had this phone was just closer to reach too.
Okay, appreciate you calling in, sweetheart. We definitely appreciate that.
All right, hey, if you get a chance, throw one of them songs on. Just let the world hear me for a second.
We got you. Definitely right. Got it written down for you. All right, so Ev.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so what is your favorite song to perform?
Well, my favorite song to perform is that Thug Love, and it's probably tied up there with Bigger, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Do you have any upcoming shows?
Actually, I have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hey, I'm telling you guys, this man right here is a workaholic. He will have a show at least. If he don't have one show a week, he's I don't know what's wrong with him. He normally have like two or three shows a week. I'm telling you, he'd be working hard.
I just got
are
back
you a
from,
good, are you a great entertainer? Are you
able back
to like
Dayton yesterday? I had a concert to do down there, and like I said, all this week, I'm booked.
so
it was a good week.
Y'all make sure, if y'all listening from the 614, make sure y'all come on Thursday too. He got that ladies' night, R&B night.
Yeah, make sure you come out to the My Mic Sounds Nice R&B showcase. We do that every other Thursday at Burnley's. That's 1662 West Mound Street. You can catch me there every other Thursday. On the 18th,
Go ahead.
On the 18th, I'll be at Woodstock at the Woodlands. That's at Woodlands Tavern, 1200 West 3rd Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. And then on the 19th, the Empire Takeover is the Empire Entertainment launch party. You can catch us at the A&R Music Bar at 391 Neal Avenue. That's in Columbus, Ohio. In a couple weeks I got Miami. October I got Virginia.
Oh, Magasia. Magasia, he said Miami. He said he going to Miami.
I can't wait. I want to come to one of your shows, but please let me know if you have me on Twitter.
I definitely will. I mean, I'm working. This is what I do full time. Like, I'm not no part time musician or nothing like that. This is my gig. This is how I pay my mortgage. This is how I feed my son. So make sure y'all come out and show me love.
Real quick, Magasi, you remember Mo Trey, right? So shout out to Ev for hooking up that show too. Make sure y'all come out to Burnley's August 30th. I'm super excited. Mo Trey will be in the motherfucking building. I'm super excited. Team open. Hey, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I listened to some of their joints. They hot. Shout out to Mo Trey and their whole movement, man. Yeah. Looking forward to having them out. We're gonna do it up real sexy for them. Get them some bottles, and you know it's gonna be nice.
It's gonna be crazy. Another question before you go, and we get into this last track.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you was, like you just stated, you know, you do music full time. If you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
Well, before I transitioned into the full time status of this music stuff, I was a social worker.
Oh. Hey,
so
that's what
I would be doing.
I like that. That is nice. All right, y'all have any last questions for Ev, Magasi, or Angel? You got a question?
Oh, just go ahead and throw out your Twitter one last time. You know, your Twitter, how they can find you on Facebook, and then music links
Reverb,
that you
and
have.
All that
no doubt. So here's the rundown. You can catch me on Twitter, at FJones614. You can catch me on Reverb Nation. That's www.reverbnation.com/FJones. You can catch me on YouTube, type in Ev Jones. Shit, you can Google me. I'm excited. I'm the first thing that pops up, Ev Jones. So if you want to hit me on Facebook, just type in Ev Jones. I'll be right there. And that's E-V space J-O-N-E-S, Ev Jones.
Ev Jones. And make sure y'all go check him out for Reverb if y'all want to hear it on the tracks that we just played and some more tracks. My favorite track. One of my other favorite tracks is Rated E, so I like it.
You
gotta
say your name and say I'm next to blow. I forgot about that.
No doubt. My name is Ev Jones and I'm next to blow. Damn it.
Boom. Stay like that. Yo, Angel, you got any questions else you wanna say?
Nah, I ain't got no questions. I got a request.
What's that?
Since y'all partying up on the 30th, my birthday is the day before that, so make sure y'all get it in.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We're going to go ham.
Of course. Angel, go ahead and get into that track, Bigger. Ev, go ahead and introduce this track for everybody.
All right. For the last time, this is your boy, Ev Jones. I'll try to check out this track. It's called Bigger. Hope y'all enjoy it, man. I appreciate y'all taking out the time to listen. And you got my information, so make sure y'all hit me up. I'm always game to work, always game to network. So let's make it happen.
You're the reason God invented flowers, just so I can compare them to you. 24/7 ain't enough hours. Calculate the time I want to spend with you. And even if I captured all the stars, replaced every space with what's in my heart, Jupiter would have to give me room. Cause my love is fine.
One time, two times, maybe three times bigger.
You're thinking universally.
Now bigger.
It's bigger than an infinite amount. Multiplied by a thousand.
Baby, you can't measure my love.
One time, two times, maybe three times bigger. You're thinking universally.
No, bigger.
It's bigger than an infinite amount. Multiplied by a thousand.
Baby, you can't measure my.
Every now and then I lose my breath. Watching you move, it's just like watching a movie that's playing in slow motion. And this is my favorite part.
Uh-oh,
I'm what you mean to me.
That's my boy, Ev Jones, E-V-J-O-N-E-S. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Ev Jones 614. Shout out to him for coming through, rocking with us. And, yo, Magasia, what's up? How you feeling?
I don't like that track, but I still like number one. That's my favorite song.
That's because you're nasty.
Yes, yeah, I'm
not lying. Yeah.
Like that.
Hey, well, yo, I didn't even know I was still on the line. See, I could have been saying some other shit, and I didn't know you was on the line still. Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Ev, we appreciate you for coming through and rocking with us. You know, of course, the ladies love the music.
Thank you so much for having me, man. Shout out to Magasia, Queen T, Angel, man. I appreciate the love. Just in case y'all didn't hear it the first time, my name is Ev Jones, and I'm next to Blow.
Hey, say like that.
All right, y'all be good.
Yeah, you
be good, too.
All right.
Definitely. All right. So, you know, like we said, we got two hot interviews tonight. We're going to get into the next interview, right into it. You know what I'm saying? Running a little behind on schedule, but we're going to get into that. Carla Magasia, go ahead and introduce this guest of the hour.
Yes, yes. We got our boy Cass in the building. We're about to get low in a few minutes. You already know. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to introduce you to Miss Queen T and Angel and Hocus. This is Cass.
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
What's good, Cass? How you doing tonight, sweetheart? Welcome to Mix the Blow Radio.
Oh, dude, I'm supposed to do the introduction? Oh, hold on. Hey,
yes.
Man, this your boy, Cass. I'm the next to blow out of Florida.
Hey!
Yes. Yes.
I like that. Ooh, I like your voice, too. I like the raspiness in you.
Oh, man.
Let me stop. So where'd you get the name Cass from?
I don't know. It's my street name. That's what people always call me. What it is my name, girls call me Casanova, but dudes was not going to call me Casanova, so dudes just call me Cass for short.
Okay. So let everybody know what you do and where you come from.
Man, I rap. I do this music shit. I'm straight out of Florida, Little Haiti, Florida. They kind of stand up. I live in Tampa Hills, bro, stand up. And I'm just putting on for the city.
Somebody said
305 Opa Locka
for life.
Nah, I said Little Haiti. I ain't talking about no Opa Locka. I'm talking about for the souls. I ain't talking about no Opa Locka.
Yes, yes. She's a Haitian too. She say shouts out to you. She tuned in. She represents
the 305. Oh, tell her I say shout out to her too. It's like 5-6.
Not Boule, I already know. That's what it is.
What made you
start, you know, rapping and doing what you do? What inspired you to start doing what you're doing right now?
I just felt like I could tell my story. I came up under the No Limit era and watching them boys do their thing. I always felt like I wanted to be a rapper. But then after I went through a lot of things in life, I felt like I could tell my story just like everybody else.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. So who inspired you to start rapping? Like, what other artists do you look up to? In the industry,
music game. Man, it's so many. I listen to different genres of music. Like I look up to Lupe and turn around and say. So I look up to I listen to everybody. So I take a little bit of everybody, but I listen to so much different kinds of music. I can't really say who inspired me. I just could say I'm a fan of music itself.
Okay. So do you remember the first time you actually took a pad and paper and you started writing? Do you remember what age you started doing all this?
Oh, no, yeah. I was 16.
Okay.
But I still wasn't serious about it. I was still playing around. So I was 19, and I was out in the streets having a little fun, making a little money. Then it got serious. But then I kind of had stuff to talk about then. When I was 16, I was just off the board, so I really wasn't rapping about nothing. As I started going through things, then I had something to talk about.
Okay. What advice would you give to another upcoming artist trying to make it in the industry, music game like yourself?
First of all, you got to believe in yourself and know that it's not going to be easy. So if this is what you want, you got to go all out for it. Like, it ain't no half-stepping because everyone's not going to be a fan of yours. There's places you're going to go, people like you. There's places you're going to go, people don't like you. So if this is what you want, you just can't give up. You got to go all out for it, like 180% every day. When you're in the studio, you got to give 180%. When you go to a show, you got to give it your all because that's what's going to get you the fans.
Speaking of the studio, what three things must you have present when you're recording a track?
Darkness and water. I don't say like I party afterwards. I don't party in the studio. I go to the studio, I like all lights off and some water and I'm straight.
Me too. I have to have it back in the studio when I'm recording.
Yeah, and I have my shades on. It'd be complete black. I have my shades on so I feel super cool.
Oh,
when I have my shades on, I feel cool. So it'll be pitch black with my shades on and some bottled water, and I'm cool.
What kind of water? Zephyr
Hill, Aquafina? I used to have some Fiji water.
That's good water. Okay. You go over there. That's I love it. How would you describe your type of music? Like, I mean, if somebody's first meeting you for the first time and they're asking you, what your sound is like, how would you describe it?
I'll say Southern, because it's definitely Southern, but it's not all Southern. I give you a variety, but of course, you know, my single is more like a club track, but when you hear all my music, I got a variety of tracks for you.
So what's the name of your single? Let everybody know the name of the single you're pushing right now.
Throwing This Money, the strip club anthem.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, we're just in Jacksonville. We're going ham in Jacksonville.
That's what's up.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Who inspired you to, like, I mean, yes, we love throwing money, you know what I'm saying? We love money, but who is, like, what really won you to, like, the track called Throwing This Money?
No, actually, we was just in the studio vibing, like, it's the concept just came up. We in the studio playing around, and it just happened. Like, we really didn't go in there to record that track. It just kind of happened. Like, we were just going through beats, and it just kind of happened, really.
Okay. That's what's up. I want to go ahead and get into this track, Miss Angel. I don't know if you got it pulled up or not.
Yeah.
All right, so, Cass, go ahead and introduce this song for our listeners and everybody else that is will be listening in.
All right, man, okay, man. Like I said, this is your boy, Cass, your baby mama's favorite baby daddy. It's going down this man, new singer, throwing this money. Oh, shit, man. I'm looking for, and you see, I threw a little Creole in there for my Zoes.
I'm telling you, oh my God, I love your voice. Your voice is so sexy. Like, see, Magasi was saying that to the other interview, but oh my goodness, your voice is sexy. So, but anyway.
Don't tell me that. You're going to have me doing push ups and shit.
Oh. Oh, shit. So let everybody know what I
look. You done got her off track and shit. She don't even know what she want
to
say.
I'm trying to get my fuck together over here right now. You know. So look. Anyways, she called me out. So Cass, let everybody know where they can find that single. Listen to it. If you got a video, Reverb. Let everybody know where they can hear that track and some more of the music.
Yeah, they can go. They can go actually get the single off of iTunes, search my name, Cass, $$, or look up Throwing This Money, search Throwing This Money, you can get it off iTunes. You can follow the on Twitter, Cass Bangkok, CassVangkok. You go on my YouTube page, Bangkok Records, and they got all the videos. We actually shooting the video for Throwing This Money, later on this month or early next month, we're going to actually shoot the video for it. I think I'm going to do it in Miami at the office. So anybody be in Miami, come check us out. We're going to probably shoot the video at the office. And, yeah, man, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, the new shit now. So you can search me on Instagram, too, Cass Bangkok, CassVangkok. Fuck with me.
I don't got Twitter. Maggie, did you get Instagram? I mean, I don't got Instagram.
She dropped. I don't know what happened.
She should be calling
for
that
305.
Yeah,
I got
tighten
up.
Instagram. I just don't get it. Like, I don't know. Maybe I gotta set some time out. But okay, so Cass.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, who would you like to collab with? Like, what artist would you love to collab with mainstream that is alive right now?
Well, you know what? I did already. Like, on one of the artists I want to work with, I did before he went to prison, Lil Boosie. I got a song with Lil Boosie that I did back in 08. Man, really, I'm just trying to establish myself. I ain't worried about no features right now because I want to establish myself and I want people to come to me for features.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you should go ahead and send that track over. I want to hear that track.
Oh, okay. Matter of fact, I'm gonna see y'all a couple of tracks. Let y'all check out, man. This is like, I'm serious about this shit.
All right. So, okay, you say you're serious about this shit. So, if you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
Probably back in these streets. That's what I'm trying to stay away from. The streets made me end up in prison. I'm trying to stay away from that life.
Okay. All right. So if you had the chance to make it mainstream, like mainstream, would you take that opportunity or would you like to stay underground?
No, everything's about expanding and stuff. If I had the chance to go mainstream, I would do it because at the end of the day, it's about being true to your fans. But there's a way to be mainstream and still true to your friends. Like to me, Jay-Z is somebody who's mainstream, but he's still true to his fans, his base, his fan core. You know what I'm saying? He gives them what they expect from Jay-Z, but he still does it in a way where it can still be mainstream. So you just gotta know how to balance both of them. But at the end of the day, no matter what you say, it's about money. You know, you want to make money in this shit, and mainstream is where the money at.
That's true. I mean, do you have a nice support team out there that's really supporting you and helping you push your brand, or are you doing everything alone?
Oh, no, I got a team, like my label, Bangkok Records. I got a mean internet team, I Am Breezes. Of course, Team Magazine, they do everything. Like, I got a nice little team of people that actually work for me, so I can't take credit. I do the music, and I make sure they're supposed to be doing, but I can't take all the credit. I do got a team of people that do stuff for me. So, yeah, shout out to the old Bangkok Records.
That's so good.
Sounds good. I mean, do you have any new? I know we only have one track right now on the switchboard, but are you like working on new tracks? And then, what can we expect about the next track that you drop in the school?
Actually, I got the EP. I'm putting out. What I'm doing, I'm sending y'all a couple of tracks off the EP. But I got a 7-song EP I'm putting out. And I record all the time. I'm always recording and creating new materials. But I got the Throwing This Money EP I'm putting out. So I'm going to see y'all a couple of tracks. Y'all can check them out. Y'all can see my versatility.
Okay. So I know you had said you had told us who you like to collab with as a male. But who would you like to collab with as a female R&B singer? Who would you like to collab with?
You know who I like? Keisha Cole.
I love to do a track with Keisha Cole. I would like to hear that track.
Yeah,
oh,
I
ride
with Keisha Cole.
Shout out to 2D promo that's tuned in right now. Shout out to Chantel. She said that, you know, she's saying a little Haiti. Shout out to Rose tuned in right now. We call the 305. Let's go to area tuned in right now. Somebody got it locked in.
We got a lot of people locked in with us. And, you know, if we have not got to y'all call yet, we apologize. You know, we will definitely get into your call, so please don't hang up. You know, and we should ask for some calls. You know, get some feedback. You know, see what the people got to say. So, Miss Asia, who we got that is ready to go live and speak to us?
We got 757-968.
Yo, what up?
What's good?
Man, not much cooler. You know I had to call in and show some love to Next to Blow. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
Who is
that?
On the line.
I think
I know.
Savage from Newport News, VA.
Okay. What's
up?
Sunny.
Alrighty, what up?
Hey, you got anything to say to my boy Cass? You got any questions for him? You know what you think about
man. Definitely, man. You know, I'm an artist myself, too, so I definitely appreciate what you're doing, you know. That concept of that song was crazy, you know, that whole Throw This Money thing. I feel like that'll get that strip club popping real crazy for me, so I fuck with my G. You know, just keep doing what you do, man. Fuck what these niggas got to say, man. Just do you, my G. All right.
That's what's up. You got any shout-outs you want to get before we get to the next caller?
Man, I like to shout out my team, you know, Red Cup Committee. You know, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Savalito, SAVALITTO. You know, man, shout out to Next to Blow, you know what I mean? That's about it. You know how I do.
Hey, that's what's up. We definitely appreciate you calling in. Don't go nowhere, okay?
All right.
We're going to get into the next caller.
We got a 347-591.
What up?
What's happening?
Who we got?
Streets of Red. What's up with it?
Streets of Red. What's up, sweetheart?
Sent y'all some music. I'm on Twitter talking to, what's her Twitter name? At Booty Work. Tell her upload. I need to play my shit right now, man. My shit is hard as a motherfucker on me. Y'all
I swear. You said you sent me the email and I still ain't got it.
I said the last time I called in, like 3 weeks ago, on me, with the MP3s, the whole nine, 300, real shit.
I'm looking through my emails right now, too.
You might have had it hell of a go, real talk.
Hey,
I'm looking at them right now,
real quick, we're in the middle of an interview, but send it right now, she might be able to get it through, because we still got another hour left.
It's already sent. Yeah, I already sent it to her email on the Yahoo, you know what I mean? And then, that damn me, play it if y'all get a chance. I'm gonna have it on speakerphone waiting on y'all, though.
Hey, I think we might have something of him already by Street Korea. So go ahead
What's
and look
up?
At it.
Yeah, any of my shit, all my shit hard, just play it once. Let them hear it. Let them be the judge. Real shit. All right.
Well,
we
don't get back to
our guests right now.
What you say?
No, I'm asking if you had any questions for Cass. You want to go?
Nah. You got any questions for him, Street?
This shit, Kite.
keep doing your thing, like my nigga said before, bro. Get your money, man. That's all it's about. Get your bread, bro. Fuck everything else.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and ask the girl, Denaya, you know what I'm saying, what she think about that track.
Hold on. There we go. I got her.
Denaya, what do you think about that
track? Good. It's definitely something for the strip club, though. I will say that.
I love the strip club, so I'll give my bitch so much money. I love that track. It's definitely, yeah. That's what's up. All right. You got another caller guy ready to go live with us, Miss Angel?
We do. We got a 323-879.
Hello.
What's
happening?
What's good, ladies? It's your boy Parker Lewis. What's good? Miss Queen T, what's good?
What's up, hon? How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm great. We're actually in the middle of an interview. Did you get to hear that track from my boy?
Yeah. That I like that, throwing this money. Yeah, I like that.
As a matter of fact,
man, I think I need to do some work with your boy Cass, man.
That's what's up. All right. Yo, Cass. We got Cass still on the line?
Yep.
Shout out to Parker Lewis, Parker, we're gonna definitely link y'all up on Twitter, okay? Okay, for sure. All right, yo, what's up? Nothing much, smoking, you know, smoking a plain California thing, you know how that is. That's what's up with that coffee, on my Snoop Dogg shit.
Remember that puffin' and huffin'? You keepin'
yeah.
over? I hear you.
Just a
little bit. Don't you know that good? You got hydrate. You over there just living right now.
Straight medical.
Medical?
Straight medical.
Good medicine. Cool. I don't know what happened to Cash. Cash, are you still there for her?
He on the line. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe his phone is on mute. It's cool. All right, let's play a track. If anything, let's play a track. Yeah. I want to hear some.
We got another caller in here.
All right, cool. Let's take another caller.
We got 612-876.
What's up, y'all? What's up? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Who's that?
Who is this? I was playing, this Miss Lady Delight, to show some love, y'all. Yeah, I do. It's you. How you doing, mommy? Just calling in, you know, we're going to show some love to you guys. Miss Queen P and Angel. Miss Booty Work. Hey. Man, it's been a hectic ass day. My car is a piece of crap. I just need a new one, that's all. I need a new car. What's up?
You heard her, y'all. Start making donations.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Holla, because I need a new car.
How much you need on a new car?
I'm scared that my brakes gonna go out and shit.
Oh, you back?
My
phone had to win that.
All right, my hood done flew off. It was crazy. My car is ghetto. It's all date. It's like Angel knows. She see my ghetto ass car. It's all taped down and shit, and the hood is all fucked up.
Yo, Angel. I'm sorry, Miss Lady Delight. Our guest came back in. We were having technical difficulties, but let everybody know real quick about your show on Saturdays.
You say what, honey?
I said we're about to get back into this interview real quick, but real quick, let everybody know about your show on Saturdays.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I got Saturday from 6 to 8. I play a more of a underground indie hip hop style hip hop, I guess you'd call it that. From 6 to 8. But you know what I'm saying? You can holler at me on Facebook at Ms. Lady Delight or on Twitter at Ms. Lady Delight. MZ Lady Delight.
All right. Thank you for rocking with us, Miss Lady. Don't go nowhere, okay?
It's all hip-hop. It's all good.
Yo, Cash, welcome back.
Yeah. My bad, my phone was tripping.
It's cool.
We had a caller that called in by the name of Parker Lewis.
He wanted to talk to you.
He's still got him right here.
Oh, he's like, okay, cool.
So
he's on the line.
Yeah.
Yo, Parker Lewis.
Yeah, what's good?
Got my boy Cash on the line.
What's good with you, Cash? It's Parker Lewis, man. I'm currently based out of L.A., but, man, I done been through Florida, the whole East Coast. I'm out there, man. What's good? I'm appreciating your music, man. I'm really feeling that. That's a smash right there that you got, man. Oh, I appreciate that. I really mean that. I appreciate that. That's a hit, homie. I can go to the strip club right now and hear that. Right now. Guess what? You just made my day. Like, genuinely, you just made my day.
Oh, how sweet.
Real talk, though, homie. Yeah, I appreciate that. But see, that's what I do it for, is for the people. Because at the end of the day, you're going to always be judged by the people. Like, people like to say, well, I made this for me and how I was feeling. No, everything you got to do for the people. Because the people is all going to buy, listen to it, play, and come to the show. So if you're making it for you, you got to make it for everybody. If you're making it for you, you ain't making no money. Yeah. <That's it. laughs> Hey, that's the best way to put it. For real.
Hey, that's what's up. Yeah, definitely can link up on Twitter. Yo, Parker, like I said, we appreciate you for calling in and giving us your feedback, okay?
No problem.
Cass, do you have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, I got actually September 2nd. I'm going to be in Valdosta, Georgia. I think it's a car show. And August 30th, I'm doing something in Cleveland, Ohio. But I don't know exactly what the venue is. But I know August 30th, I'm going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. And September 2nd, I'm being in Valdosta, Georgia.
Okay. Hey, you know I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I wish I would have known that. You know, I could have definitely went up there and seen you perform.
I was in Columbus last year at the Ohio Hip Hop Award. I was there last year at the Columbus. I actually presented an award.
Ooh, what? Cool.
Yeah, what's that like? I be maneuvering. I do a little something here. Huh?
You had the little suit on? You little suit on?
Nah. It was like some hood. It wasn't no dressing up. I had some True Religion on. I wasn't dressed up, man.
Okay.
What'd you say?
What was the experience like? I mean, presenting the award, like, that's big right there, you know what I'm saying? How was it like for you?
It was, you know, I like the spotlight, so it was big, but, like, it didn't overpower me, like, oh, man, I didn't get butterflies or nothing. Because since I was little, I always liked the spotlight. I always been one that liked to be in the spotlight. So it just, for me, it was natural. I was ready. It was taking too long as far as I was concerned. I like, man, y'all need to come on. I'm ready to get this award. So I can get up here, talk my little shit, promote myself, get an award. So it was a fun experience, though, man. Shout out to Big Health. He organized the event, so shout out to Big Health. It was good. I had fun.
Well, definitely, we need to get you back out here in Columbus, Ohio. It's a nice theme out here. Actually, the artist that we just interviewed before you, he's from out here too. So definitely, we'll have to get you back
singer,
out.
The singer.
Yep, he's from here.
Yeah, I'm just doing. Yeah, he got a nice little sound.
You got a nice little sound too.
Make sure you record it, and then you tweet video or something like that, you know.
Okay, this one, next time I go to the gym, I'll make a little video.
Okay,
Yeah, make a video. And I mean, let us know. You got a video out for the track, or are you making a video? Is it in the project?
Yeah, the end of this month, we should be shooting a video for Throwing This Money. But I'm actually shooting three videos, one for Throwing This Money and two for two other tracks off the EP. I'm going to email y'all the tracks tonight so y'all can have the other two tracks I'm shooting the videos for. And y'all, so we got three videos we're going to shoot in total. So they're going to be on World Star and all that. So y'all be able to see me.
Sounds good.
That's yo, we appreciate you. Like, I'm serious. Like, once you get that new music, once you get that video, I gotta see that video to that track.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Funny. You got the concept of it already. You already, you know, you got everything planned out and how you want it to go down.
That video, no, I got concepts for the other ones, but that one, I ain't, cause it's like it's a strip club song, so it's like I want to try to find a way to make it different, cause it gotta be in the club. But all strip club videos look the same, so I'm going to find a way to make it stand out. Like, something got to be different about it.
Okay, I agree.
So I'm going to put it together, but something got to be different about it. So I'm going to see, we're going to see how we're going to set it up. But I'm going to try to make it as interesting as possible, because when you think of strip clubs, you always think of the same kind of videos. So I'm going to find a way to make it stand out. I don't know yet, but I'm going to find a way to make it stand out.
Real quick, you know, we about to go into the overtime hour, so y'all are tuned in with us. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. Don't hang up, because y'all will not be able to get back in. The last hour is the overtime hour. We won't be getting into the song requests and, you know, our song requests and all that good stuff. And so, like I said, don't hang up, because y'all will not be able to get back in. So if y'all tune in this time, make sure y'all call it right now, 718-664-9115. Yep. And,
Wait. Before he leaves, you got to say, my name is Cass, and I'm next to Blow.
Man, if y'all ain't know, you better know, man. They call me Cass, Mr. Bangkok, your baby mama's favorite baby daddy, and all that shit. And I'm the next nigga to blow out of Florida.
Yes, I like that.
Yo, Cass, give us your links one more time, where they can find your music, your Twitter, your Facebook, Reverb, all that good stuff.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, y'all follow me, they all the same thing, Cass Bangkok. CassBangkok on Reverb is Cass, $$, man. Y'all come fuck with me. Check out my videos. I got videos and music on Reverb, so come check me out. $$. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Check out my pictures, all that, man. Y'all fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the people, so fuck with me. Bangkok Records. Shout out to N2D Promotion. Shout out to my label, Bangkok Records. Shout out to y'all for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yep. Hey, we definitely appreciate you. You can still rock with us if you want to. You know, say we can get into these callers, do some requests.
I'm here. I'm riding that with you.
All right. Yo. Gracias.
Yes.
Asia, what's up? What you doing?
What's happening?
What's good? We still got Hocus Pocus on the line with us.
He here. I don't know if he here though.
Oh. I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
My favorite DJ.
I swear.
Hey, y'all. Check out the show tomorrow. You know, I've been busy this summer. I got a lot of things in the works. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting together some showcases for the artists out here on the West Coast. I just want to plug this real quick. Any artist that's listening from the West Coast, Los Angeles, California, to be specific, or if you're willing to travel this way, get in contact with me on Twitter at HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. It's already confirmed. I just had the business talk with the venue. We're going to be doing this thing monthly now. So it's at Senior Fish, downtown LA. That's First Street and Alameda, in between Alameda and Central. We about to be doing this, holding an event there at least once a month, maybe twice a month. We're not sure how often it's going to be, but it's already confirmed. So we're going to be doing this next to Blow Showcase, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all get in contact with me if you want to perform. We got a lot of indie artists out here with good music, but I want to see some of y'all performances, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting the camera set up and everything so we can be able to YouTube y'all, our Ustream, y'all performances, get some interviews in front of the camera as well. So like I said, just get in contact with me on Twitter, HPokus2, that's HPOKUS, the number 2. Make sure y'all tune into No Good Hump Days every Wednesday, that's tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Apologies for last Wednesday, I wasn't able to do it. I know my girl Angel, I don't know if you're going to be able to help me tomorrow, if you can.
I'm there, fuck you mean, I got everybody back.
That's what's up. So make sure y'all check it out tomorrow, and I got more details on what's going on, for real though.
That's what's up. Hey, I like that, you making moves over there, out in L.A.
Oh yeah.
Miss Quincy, can I get a request in?
Of course you can get a request in.
You already know what I want to hear.
Who you way?
Hey, that's my joint too.
I swear it's been stuck in my hair for like ever.
All right, definitely. We're going to go ahead and get into that track right there.
On everything. Here we go.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo, you lame. You won't change the same thing, I swear. You lame, bye, boo, you lame.
Damn, she hit you with one of those. She must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store. Hair wrapped up, sweatpants, a beauty though. I strolled up on it like sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go. On a date with me, and I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlight. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it better. Sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me. You don't wanna see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gonna tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I'm known to handle biz. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring off while he blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse, sweet top flow for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
She was mad when she hit my phone, talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body is with it, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it, I'm with it. I'm finding that Remy ounce of that drove. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chillin'. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Ooh, you lame. I'm never coming back to you no more.
man CB coming straight out of Sick Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch! Straight like that, nigga.
Nigga, straight like that, bitch.
I love that track. Oh my goodness. I love it. Yo, Hocus, I just got your tweet. That artist, I don't know if you just got my tweet too. Parker Lewis, he say he's from the South Central, to be exact.
Okay,
is that in your area?
All day.
Ooh.
I'm like around the corner from USC, so you feel me? I mean, I'm in the hood. You dig?
I want to hear some Jay Dirty.
Oh.
You know, yeah. From Jay Dirty.
Okay. Definitely. Hocus, go ahead and link up with him. I just tweeted you his Twitter so that, you know, he be supporting Next to Blow Radio, too, a lot. So, you know, I don't know if he's still tuned in, so make sure y'all link up for that event out there.
Okay,
we're going to get into that Jay Dirty. Yo, Angel, we got any more callers that are tuned in that are ready for
we do got a We do got a 702-504.
Caller, who's
that?
Yeah.
This is L.A. I was one of the requests. My little brother in Minneapolis, low-key the breadwinner.
Hey, he be getting it in.
Who, my little brother?
On everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to hear Mama Don't Cry. I don't care. I'm going to call him and let him know I called y'all, too.
Oh, shit. Hey, shout out to him, too. I met him a few, like a month and a half, 2 months ago. I didn't even know it was him, but... He's like, hey, I'm low-key the breadwinner. I'm like, oh, okay, hey.
Yeah, that's my little bro. Even though we're in different states, that's my little bro.
That's what's up. We appreciate you for calling in. We definitely need to get that in. Thanks. Angel, you got that on the switchboard, too?
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking up. Okay, I had to find Jay Dirty first. I know we got some low-key shit in here. He was calling. Everybody was calling in him for him the other day. Everybody.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. We're going to get a nice little mix in for y'all. We're going to see. You got any more callers out ready to go live with us?
Not at the moment. They're scared to press that one.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to get into Magasia's request, Jay Dirty. What's more, Magasia? He might be a gangster or
I don't know that he might be a gangster. It's hot.
Oh, yes, it's so sexy.
Tara, you put me up on that. That shit be banging.
Oh,
yeah, it is a nice track. All right, well, we're going to get into that track, Jay Dirty. Then we're going to get into that low key, the breadwinner. And then we got some King Mo beats coming up. You know, he called into a question for music as well. We can find that. We're going to get into that. And then maybe some Kovan, you know, he texted me, he said he forgot to request some songs. But, yeah, so just rock out with us. You know, we're going to come back, let y'all, the rest of the listeners, get their shout-outs and all that good shit, you know. Next to the Blow Radio.
She do this shit for real.
real. Homie, why would I lie? Ain't never gotta tell her. She riding off the rip. She say she grinding with me. We both chasing chips. Ass a tight in them jeans. Wanna smash give a D. My eyes glued to that ass like I'm watching TV. Thought it all was a dream, cause she was out of my league. She shining super hard like the sun at the beach.
Might be a gangster, but I don't care what they say about my baby. I love the way he do, he drive me crazy.
I'm holding her down. I told her she with me, and now I'm making a sound. She know my game tight. I keep it real with her. Ain't got no time to lie. I only flexing with her. Ain't like them little lames. I keep it straight, honey. She got that pro head game. I told her I love it. She done told me she ain't fucking with me for them duckies. She say she want a man, that's why I'm the one she fuck with. Don't bring her to clubs with me, I won't disrespect her. Cause me dancing with them hoes, I know it's disrespectful. But she don't even trip, she tell me do whatever. But she said there's gonna be hell to pay if she ever catch her. She don't play no shit, that's why I'm fucking with her. And she ain't drama ridden, so don't bring that drama with her. Ain't no doubt about it, lil' mama down for real. See that gangster chick, now you know the deal.
Might be a gangster, but I don't care what they say about my baby. I love the way he do, he drive me crazy. I'ma hold him down, that's my baby. He might be a gangster, but I don't care what they say, fuck some hate.
That's right. That was my boy Jay Dirty featuring Tina with that track right there. He might be a gangster. Shout out to my boy out of GA, Claxton, Georgia. You already know what it is. You know, shit, let's see what's up with Angel Queen Tina Magasia. There we go, ladies.
Hey.
Magasia.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've lost a little bit.
I love it. Yeah, shout out to Jay Dirty Man featuring Tina, right from Atlanta, the ATL, Georgia area. But yeah, so.
I'm going to bring this motherfucker Sunny Savage on to see what song he want to hear. He done sent me a couple of them motherfucker tracks, and they all hot. All right,
go ahead and bring them in.
Sunny.
Yo.
Yo, what you want to hear, man? I got that Prime. Crime, I have it. I get it in. Savage in this moment.
Oh, man. Shit, any one of them hoes. But if I had to pick one.
They all banging. I can't pick one. That's why I brought you on the line.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll start it off with this moment. Let's give them that.
All right. Introduce it.
All right. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Sunny Savage. Bad News VA. Red Cup Committee. I'm here with Next to Blow Radio. And I am Next to Blow. This is Sunny Savage with that this moment. You know what I mean? Holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Once again.
Uh-huh.
Sunny Savage.
Sunny Savage.
And listen,
this is
under the influence.
Don't put them down till I tell you. You ever want to be hard-headed to find out what you sell to. Now you can put them down if you want.
Uh-huh.
As soon as the hook come back.
Put them up.
Sunny Savage. Red Cup Committee. Every bar like a shell, getting ripped from the cage. Limits I spray, spit them in a venomous way. School of hard knocks taught me get it into the day. So I'm getting this cake like I got tuition to pay. Hot sun, top gun, and I'm running with truth. Hottest niggas been in competition under my boot. MVP every game, and you mad that you love. It's sad, I'm on that ass like a tag when you draw. When I say that I'm the best, I ain't bragging at all. I'm a boss, beat the shots that I have in the car. Cast the song, can't another rapper compare. Local nigga with a flow so mad as a squid, yeah.
Don't put them down till I tell you.
Whoever wanna be hard-headed to find out what that shell do.
Now you can put them down if you want.
Uh-huh. So let the hook come back, put them up. Yeah, uh-huh. It's got me feeling. Yeah, it's got me feeling. No question about it, yes, I'm nice. One of the hottest MCs to take a breath for life. Best advice is to give it up. You know I'm sitting fuck. Cash game, fast lane, shifting clutch. Turn your block into bombs over Baghdad. 4 daytime minutes, contact my comrades. The way we have them sleeping, it is something beyond that. Strap with the Western Mac, question where's mom at? That bulldog, let that pup loose. Buck lead, touch heads like Duck Duck Goose. And your girl on my passenger, I switch lane quick. Slap a watch and give me brains. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Don't put them down till I tell you. Whoever wanna be hard-headed, uh-huh, to find out what you shall do. Now you can put them down if you want.
Yeah.
As soon as the hook come back, put them up.
Under the influence. Yeah, it's got me feeling. Under the influence. Under the influence. Yeah. Red Cup Committee. We are done.
Low key. Make my truck go boom.
Like
next.
drop after drop. I'm feeling this hella party.
You already know it's time to blow. It's your boy Bar None, the MOD, and you know I stay fucking with Miss Queen T and Magasia on Next to Blow Radio. You dig?
Hey, if y'all wanna make us some drops, man, feel free. Send them to us. Next to Blow submissions at gmail.com. We accept them drops. Like, we love them shit. Like, Raphael, Gossie, would you agree?
Okay,
dang. Am I the only one
out
here where everybody at? Everybody
don't
like
me?
Nah,
you
are
not the only one on here.
Straight up. Hey, y'all send me some DJ No Good drops, too. You know what I'm saying? If y'all rock with Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, no motherfucking good, send me some damn drops, goddammit, to hpocus2.wntb. At gmail.com. That's HPOKUS the number 2.WNTBRADIO at gmail.com. Make sure y'all send y'all MP3s as well. All that good shit, because, you know, not only will I be playing it on my show every Wednesday, No Good Hump Days, but if I like y'all shit, I throw it on the Android, on the iPod, all that shit, and let my folks out here in Cali get a listen to y'all. So send me that music for real.
So make sure y'all send that shit, and also send us some stuff in, say, like, for example, I am Miss Queen T and I'm Next to Blow. Send that shit over, man. I'm telling you, we trying to get all that shit together. But yeah, we got a couple more tracks we want to play for y'all. I don't know if y'all got anything else y'all want to say. Y'all, all y'all, you know.
Shout out to you know, all our guests and our guys that we interviewed, hot artists as usual. Make sure y'all tune in. Ooh, next Tuesday it's gonna be. We got somebody sexy next.
Should we tell them one of the persons we got next?
Oh no, surprise them.
Surprise them. Okay, all right. I mean, just make sure you follow us on Twitter. We're gonna tweet it out. At Miss Queen T, you know what I'm saying? At @she_Islam_Garcia. We're going to definitely start promoting that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a major ass show. You already know. So shout out to everyone. Shout out to Angel, my favorite DJ. DJ No Good, AC, you know what I'm saying? DJ Hocus Pocus. And Miss Queen T, you know, myself and all the callers, all the listeners, all the scaredy cats that ain't pressing one. You know, guys. It's all right.
We definitely appreciate y'all, man. So, like, I was about to tell y'all, I was going to be nice and tell y'all, but they said surprise y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned for our next guest next Tuesday. And if y'all trying to get on to the Miss Queen T Magasia show, let us know. If y'all trying to get interviewed, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to hook that up for y'all, too. Hit us up